Welcome in, North Platte City Councilman Brad Garrick joining us here. It's been a little while, Councilman Garrick. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tristan. I appreciate you having me on here.
Absolutely.
It's always a pleasure.
Ward 3 representative, and Brad, it's been a busy couple of months for you and your colleagues on the council, and I think it's only going to get busier.
We got some big stuff coming up. Sustainable beef is on its way. I think it's heading to the Planning Commission next,
mm-hmm.
So you'll be seeing that here pretty soon, so that's exciting. We got big things in the pipeline. I'm excited.
I invited Councilman Garrick to come on this morning, talk about the trip that he and his fellow elected officials and the appointed official took to Idaho. That was last Monday, right?
It was.
Okay, so we talked a little bit to Mayor Kelleher about that last Wednesday and wanted to reach out to you and have you come on today, and then we'll have Councilman Lucas on his normal time slot this coming Tuesday, and we'll talk to him about it. But wanted to get your thoughts on this trip, and for those that are just joining and maybe haven't heard about this trip, Brad, can you give us the Reader's Digest?
Absolutely. Myself, the mayor, David Fudge, Ty Lucas, and Susan with the Telegraph, we jumped on a plane, and we went down to Kuna, Idaho, where they have a plant similar to the one that Sustainable Beef is looking at building out here. And so we wanted to check it out, get a first, hand look at what's going on out there, and what we found was pretty amazing, actually.
Okay. So it was Councilman Garrick, Ward 3 representative, Councilman Lucas, Ward 2 representative, Mayor Kelleher, and David Fudge, individual on the Planning Commission. And the three of you on the council representative side, and Commissioner Fudge and Susan from the Telegraph, headed out before that big storm system came in early last week. Got out just in the nick of time, wasn't it?
We did. We were going to fly down on Monday and then fly back on Monday. And we ended up flying down on Sunday and flying back earlier on Monday just to get out of there. And it was kind of funny because we left here, no snow. We come back covered in snow.
There it is. So, Brad, tell us about what the day looked like for you and for your fellow elected officials.
Well, we wanted to get kind of a feel throughout the day of how, the plant operated, how much traffic was there, smells, things of that nature. We wanted to get as much of a view throughout the day that we could. So we went out first thing in the morning. I think we were out there at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Standing outside the plant. And when you're not directly downwind, you can't smell anything. So there's almost a funnel, like, wherever the wind is pointing, about 30 foot across, that you could smell the plant, but it's not a very big footprint at all. And that was standing at the property line of the plant. We actually pulled into the parking lot, and security there, you could see them. They're all poking their eyes out, and they're sending people.
What
out.
Are these guys doing?
I was talking to one of the cattle guys here in town, and apparently he had been talking to him that day, and apparently they knew who we were, and they had told him we were out there.
That's funny.
Small world.
Now, Councilman Garrick, one thing that I had brought up to me after we talked to Mayor Kelleher last week and Commissioner Fudge a little bit too was you kind of brought up you're about 30 feet away when you had detected the odor, but one individual brought up to me, you're out there thinking about it too. When you're not out there thinking about it, it'd be a completely different ballgame.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And that's right at the property line. We drove about a mile and a half away, and then I wish we had some video of it. We're all walking around with our noses in the air and making audible sniffing. It was pretty ridiculous, to be honest. So we're out there trying to find it, and occasionally, about a mile and a half away, you'd catch a whiff of it, and you're like, oh, that's the same smell that I smelled, over there. And I wish we had some video. our fine city officials out there sniffing in the air.
And you guys went out several times throughout the day, right, to get a different gauge throughout the day as it progressed.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were out there first thing in the morning. We were out there later in the morning, and I think we swung past it, right before we took off at 2. So we got a pretty good gauge throughout the day of what was going on. And what was interesting to me is I didn't see any truck traffic whatsoever. I know there's a big concern with the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the roads there are, not even comparable. They were paved, but barely. When you're talking about truck traffic, that concern went away from me too, because clearly they're not having a problem there, because we didn't see any backed up trucks or anything, and their roads weren't even comparable to what we already have now.
And speaking of that traffic, were you in person at the CRA meeting last week?
I was.
Okay, I thought I saw you at the council chambers, but I was there virtually, so I loved that. But That was a big concern brought up at the Community Redevelopment Authority meeting last week, was the truck traffic. Obviously, Newberry Access can handle that truck traffic, currently handles truck traffic, but one citizen brought that to the attention of the CRA, and the CRA chair, Mr. Jacobson, said that it looks like there's some engineers that are addressing this concern, and it's going to be a top-of-the-line road that's going to be going into the plant.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. It's a valid concern, and I'm glad people are addressing that. Newberry Access is by far, compared to what we saw out in Kuna, above and beyond. Golden Road would need a little bit of work because it's still gravel, but I mean, you're talking just the off-road right there, so I don't think that'll be an issue at all.
And I think that's in the redevelopment plan, is working on Golden Road, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I believe so.
We have Ward 3 Council Representative Brad Garrick joining us here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, talking a little bit about the proposed meatpacking plant, the recent trip that Councilman Garrick and other officials took to Kuna, Idaho, and this is very similar to the plant that would be put in North Platte if approved by our city officials. It's similar in technology, similar, and it was just built within the past few years. Ours is going to be even better and newer if it's approved, though, Brad.
That would be correct. I think the one in Kuna is about four to five years old. Now, technology goes in leaps and bounds, so depending on whether there was a leap or a bound in the last 4 or 5 years will be how much better the technology is. But the current state of what we experienced, I mean, it was very nice out there.
And there's a lot of comparisons. People are bringing up Lexington, Gibbon, Fort Morgan, and I don't think those are accurate comparisons to what we would potentially have here if approved. I think about our phones. Think about the way that our cell phones, or just our phones in general, have changed since the plants in Lexington and Gibbon were built. You're talking drastic changes with phone technology. If they've had that major changes with phone technology, imagine what kind of changes they've had with the technology to control odors. And the representation saw that in Idaho, that, you know, that's obviously more of an accurate representation of what we would have here if approved.
Yeah, absolutely. And the city's doing some things to put some ordinances in place to where we can actually measure smell. And I think that is very important for what we're talking about doing here. We don't want to put any restrictive, you know, on business placements, but we need to make sure people stay within, you know, the bounds of what we need to do.
Absolutely.
So, I feel like the city's doing their due diligence on that side.
Oh, I feel like complete due diligence. Obviously, there's some conversation on city ordinances, and then that triggered a thought for me too, Councilman Garrick. As a citizen of North Platte, I'm very pleased with the fact that you, Mayor Kelleher, Councilman Lucas, and Planning Commissioner Fudge decide to put in some of your free time and donate your free time to make this trip.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, it's all about giving back to the community. That's why we're doing this. We want to see North Platte succeed and grow.
You're not getting rich on the council. Is that what you're telling us?
I found out the other day that I was supposed to be getting a check, but I guess that's not coming in the mail. I don't know.
I think it was Councilman Voles. We were doing our candidate debates that you participated in, too. And I think it was Councilman Voles that said during the debate, he realized that this was a paid position, the council was. And yes, folks, it's a paid position, but you don't get rich.
It's not very much. That is for sure. So
it was an example about how you and many of your fellow colleagues on that council don't do it for the paycheck. That's for sure.
That is for sure. Yeah. For, full disclosure, we spend our own money on, you know, getting out there, hotels, you know, PTO, all that stuff was all on our own personal dime. So yeah, for sure.
Platte, like I said, I really like that because it shows that the city's doing its research, and everything that was conducted out there only benefits the citizens of North Platte and gives us more information to report back to the public and more information to have at future public hearings, too.
Absolutely. You know, I live here, too, so I want to see firsthand what's going on out there, and nothing I saw out there gave me any hesitancy or cause to worry about it. It only bolstered my opinion that we're making the right moves.
Councilman Garrick, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
I just pleasure being on here, Tristan. I enjoy this, our talks anytime. So
always a pleasure to have Brad by the studio. And if there's any of your Ward 3 constituents, Brad, that want to get in contact with you, talk about this or anything else going on in the city, how can they do so?
You can reach out to me on Facebook. My phone number is 402-440-0551. Get a hold of me. I've had people stop in my driveway and say, hey, we need to talk about this. So there's lots of ways to get a hold of me. reach out.
We were talking to Mayor Kelleher last week after the council meeting, and we were talking a little bit about how there's going to be some ward changes potentially after the 2020 census, and he said that you are at the outer edge of Ward 3 if things proceed like planned. You walk across the street if they proceed like planned, and you'll be in Ward 4, is that right?
Apparently I moved to the north side, so... That's a true statement. I'm right on the very bounds of what Ward 3 is now.
Yeah, at least you're still in your great ward.
Yeah, they're about to boot me, apparently.
Brad, thanks for taking time for us. Appreciate all the great work you do for our community, man.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tristan.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs in the Morning with George Haas of Community Connections next on 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.